In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
So they say we're going to put you in a cistern, you no good Jeremiah. An empty cistern filled with mud. I can see the poor bugger up to his knees in mud, nothing to drink. Scratching his head, thinking, is it going to be all right? But they warned the king and said, Jeremiah, they put him in a cistern. And if he's not fed, he's going to die. So the king gets him out. They get ropes and they get him out. I think they put him in the king's prison. Poor Jeremiah didn't do anything wrong. Oh, he had some hard days when there were no stars shining in his sky. He had some hard days when the ground underneath him was rocking and rolling. He had some hard days when the mountains of problems were coming down on him. And he's not a guy that's an American that bites his lip, or an, I don't want to say an Englishman. An Englishman, this is, you know, everything's all right. Talk of it. He said, cursed is the day that I was born. Cursed be the man that told my father he had a boy child. Would that I had died in the womb. Cursed be that day. You had some hard times. Thinking, is it going to be all right? That's the 20th chapter of Jeremiah. Then you hear him say, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's in the same chapter, but how long did it take him to come to praise the Lord? I know it says it in the scripture, but I don't think it was the same day. He came to the reality again. It's going to be all right. Despite what's happened in my life. I'm going to tell you, that's what we have to hold on to. The hand of Jesus, the wounded hand of Jesus, that in the midst of all our trials, tribulations, difficulties, going to work out. It's just going to work out. People say, how is it going? I have no idea how. I only know it's going to work out. You know, people come to me with these problems, and they're desolate. Like, how do I go about handling this? Only thing I'd say is you've got to handle it on your knees, because when you're on your knees, you're not running, and it's going to work out. It's going to be all right. Can you assure me that I can assure you that it's going to be all right? Will my husband come back? I can't assure you that, but I can assure you it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I know it's going to be all right. Because the Lord of God, the Lord God is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. It's going to be all right. And it might take years for it to be all right. You know, when a mother loses a child, there's nothing worse than a parent, a father, or a mother losing a baby or a child to cancer. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. And it takes years to go through that grief. But if they're faithful, it's going to be all right. Somehow God's going to break through. That doesn't mean they don't always miss their beautiful child, but that they can go on because it's going to be all right. Even though they don't understand. You're talking about situations that are, you know, astronomical when it comes to human beings. But only those who know the Lord and who love Jesus can say, it's going to be all right. It's all going to work out. It's not going to destroy me. This is not going to give me my nervous breakdown. This is all going to be all right. He's still on the throne. He still hears and answers prayer. He's still God Almighty. He's still in control. Though I hate what I'm going through, I know that my Redeemer lives. That's what faith is about. That's why the devil has robbed so many people of faith. So that when they go through perilous times, the only thing they have is despair. And that's terrible. Without faith, there's only despair. And despair leads to despair. It's utter darkness. That's why people kill themselves. Despairing of life. That it's not going to be all right. That God's not big enough to handle this. That I can't go through this because, you know what? It's too big. It's too embarrassing. But you know what? Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken and cannot be moved. That's why we need to hear God's word. That's why we need to be around people that have faith. That's why we have to continue to be worshiping. That's why our faces have to be directed toward the sun and not toward the darkness, toward the east and not toward the west, toward Jerusalem. It's going to be all right. Now we have to do this in a psychologically healthy way. We don't deny the problems. You can't deny problems. You have to deal with them. This is what I have in my plate. You don't deny them. You don't say, I don't have cancer. You know how many people were praying with cancer? And I have to tell them, it's going to be all right. Am I going to live? I can't tell you that, but it's going to be all right. What about my family? We're going to believe God's going to heal you. That's all I can believe right now. I can't believe anything else. I'm going to keep on believing it. You know, I'm going to keep on believing that. I have to believe that. If nobody else believes that, I have to believe that when they come to me. I have to bring light into this dark situation. Because I'm going to tell you, when someone gets cancer, I'm going to tell you what the devil does. The devil is into the movies. The screen comes down, and the projector begins to project. And you see in full Technicolor and 3D your funeral and the coffin coming down the aisle. Oh, yeah. I know that to be true. I know that to be true. I've talked with people. I said, have you seen your funeral? I have. How do you know? I said, because the devil's a liar. Because the devil's a liar. So he's putting you into this trauma so that you've already got the funeral planned. Because the devil is a liar. Do you understand it? He's a liar. Tell you, he's into the movies. The projection on our minds. But not only on our minds, because if it only stopped with our mind, it'd be okay. Then it goes into our feelings. from the mind into the feelings, and then our whole being is filled with fear and trauma, torture and torment. This is the time we should be opening churches, not closing them. This is the time that we should be preaching louder than ever. This is the time we should be telling people, you know what? I don't care what your circumstances are. It's going to be all right. We're going to trust the Lord. We're going to nail ourselves to the cross of Jesus Christ, and we're not moving from the cross, because that's where it all was defeated. That's where God shows the victory. It's going to be all right. Because so many people are facing so many distressing things. I've never heard so many cases of cancer. You know, and I've never been to one of those chemo places, you know, but I'm sure that, you know, people going in, you get the vibes that my Lord, you know, little kids going through this stuff. You know, if you weren't depressed going in, you'll be depressed coming out. Because you'll start saying, why? 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 There's no answer other than to those who trust in the Lord. It's going to be all right. I know you cannot assure people you will live, you know, unless God tells you that. If God tells you that, that's another issue. But I can assure people, we're going to believe that it's going to be all right, and you're going to get healed. And we're going to keep on praying, because God hears and answers prayer. And we're going to believe it, and we're going to step on it, and we're going to dance over it. We're going to declare it over and over again. No more sickness, no more death, but healing in the name of Jesus and through the power of his blood. It's really, you know, people need to hear this message, because so many people are under it, and they're not told it's going to be all right. They dream that it's not going to be all right. Their adrenaline runs. It's not going to be all right. How are you going to handle this problem? This is astronomical. You can't deal with this. This is too big for you. This is the thing going to destroy you. You know, you go to the psychiatrist and you say, he asks you or she asks you, do you hear voices? Oh, yeah. We all hear voices. Oh, yeah. We all hear voices. You're done for now. This is the last time he'll ever forgive you. You're such a hypocrite. If people really knew who you were. And we all hear voices. They're in our DNA. The devil comes like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. Know that all the believers throughout the world are going through the same thing. That's why they need to hear. I need to hear. You need to hear. It's going to be all right. And even if you don't believe it the first time, stick around. You might start believing it, because it's going to be all right. Faith is the substance. It's not something like the air. It's a substance, like it's substance of things hoped for. By faith, we can conquer anything. Grace through faith. But our faith is not in some whim. Our faith is in the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Our faith is not in our faith. I love it when people say, I've got great faith. I say, give me a break. My faith is not in my great faith. My faith is in Him who died for me, who rose for me, who paid the price of my debt. My faith is not in my faith. My faith is in Him. And even though sometimes it seems like it's less than a mustard seed, I still know. Even though I can't believe today on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, I'm telling you, Sunday's coming and I'm going to believe again. For this certain thing, by the grace of God. See, I'm trying to be real too. I'm not trying to just, you know, everything collapses on you, it's going to be all right. It takes time. You got to come to it again. Got to come to it. That's why we've got to keep on hearing God's word. That's why we have to keep on hearing the stories. That's why we have to keep on seeing the intervention of God in our midst. That's why God's got to keep on doing things for us. Because you know what? We need to see it. We need to experience it. We need to be part of it. We need to have God being God. Because that's who He is. You know, when people say, you know, God doesn't do anything, I'm telling you, God is God, and by His very nature He acts. He did not talk about the Red Sea. He opened the Red Sea. He didn't just say, I like that Red Sea. You see this Red Sea? It's a beautiful Red Sea. He opened the Red Sea. He did something. This is God who does things, not God who just talks about things. That's humanity. We just talk about things. God does things. That's who God is. God's powerful. God doesn't just say, oh, you got cancer. Isn't that too bad? God says, be healed of your leprosy. Be healed of your cancer. That's what God says. He doesn't just say, you got cancer. Jesus saw blind Bartimaeus. He didn't say, oh, my Lord, I'm going to teach you sign language. Not that that's bad. I guess a blind person doesn't need sign language. That's a deaf person. I'm gonna get you a CNI dog. That's better. Jesus didn't say that to Bartimaeus. He said, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Not are you having a nice day? Yeah, he wants us to ask. And he wants us to ask big. Because he's a big God. He's a God in control. Even though the earth should rock, even though the sky is black, even though the stars are gone, even though the mountains fall, the God of Jacob is with us. God of Jacob is our stronghold. You know, I tell you, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he will try to do it to everyone. Anyone that's worth their salt, believe me, he will try to do it to anyone that's worth their salt in the kingdom of God. We see now Todd Bentley, the poor guy. Now, I don't know the story between him and his wife. I don't know who's to blame, you know. It's none of my business. But I do want to say this. The devil is wicked. He's wicked. And God will bring good out of that. He will bring good out of that. Because it's going to be all right. But the devil is wicked. Wicked. Anything to stop what God's doing. And I'm not blaming people right now. I'm just saying that's just a general attitude of Satan. I have to stop anything that God is doing, because people might come to the cross and be saved. I got to stop it. See, we do not have the awareness. Now, I'm not trying to give an awareness of Satan. The awareness that we're in a battle all the time. It's a battle. You need to be vigilant. Be sober. Be watchful. For your adversary, the devil, goes around seeking someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. That's why, in the midst of the storm, we need the Word of God, the simple Word of God, the beginnings of the ABCs. It's gonna be all right. Has anyone trusted in the Lord and been disappointed, the scripture says, in Ecclesiasticus 2? But I'm going to tell you, someone have a Bible? It's got to be a Catholic Bible. Listen, this is Ecclesiasticus 2. This is not the Protestant Bible. Though I'm going to tell you, this talks about the signs and wonders that talks about in Acts of the Apostles. But let me just read it to you, because it's I have to look up in front where they put it. It's very, very telling, because it really tells the truth. And it's one of the wisdom. It's Ecclesiasticus or Sirach, and it's called 699. I find it now. 699. It's the second chapter. And listen to what it says, because it's a powerful reading. It doesn't mince words. It tells you this is what you're going to deal with. And it's not people... You come up to accept Jesus, everything's going to be fine. They're lying to you. Honest. It's ultimately going to be fine. My son, when you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. Be sincere of heart, be steadfast, undisturbed in time of adversity. Cling to him, forsake him not. Thus will your future be great. Accept whatever befalls you in crushing misfortune. Be patient. For in fire, gold is tested, and worthy men in the crucible of humiliation. Trust God, and he will help you. He will make straight your ways. Hope in him. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy. Turn not away, lest you fall. You who fear the Lord, trust the Lord, and your reward will not be lost. You who fear the Lord, hope for good things, for lasting joy and mercy. Study the generations long past and understand. Has anyone hoped in the Lord and been disappointed? Has anyone persevered in his fear and been forsaken? Has anyone called upon him and be rebuffed? Compassionate and merciful is the Lord. He forgives sins. He saves in time of trouble. Oh, yeah. Anyone who follows the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. Better have your battle gear on. Better have your slingshot out. Goliath is right around the corner. But it's through the blood that we conquer. It's through the blood that we conquer. For the battle is the Lord's. It's not our battle, it's the Lord's. We just have to go through the motions. Now I'm going to tell you, in the battle of Israel, the first thing that they had were the praises. They'd be dancing and singing and praising God because Israel knew that the battle was the Lord's. And let me also tell you this, those who played instruments and those who worshiped God, the scripture said they lived near Mount Zion, that when they needed to be called upon, they were very close. The greatest part of the army of Israel was not the warriors, but the worshipers. I tell you, things haven't changed. You want to know why? Because God hasn't changed. You can have all the nuclear weapons you want, but I'm going to tell you, 9/11 put us into a frenzy. You can be the greatest country in the whole world, but the bombing of a plane can put people in a frenzy. You want to know why? Because the battle is the Lord's, not ours. And we can put our trust in torpedoes, submarines, nuclear weapons. But those who trust in the Lord will not be forsaken or disappointed.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.